Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's
Thursday.
Thanks, Morgan. So, trash is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. We did just recently give... And by we, I mean people who do this. They transformed. They made over the website. So it looks a little different, but don't worry. All our podcasts are still there. Just email Bryn directly.
Yeah.
If you want, you know, Bryn at RadioAlice.com.
Sarah at RadioAlice.com.
Yeah.
Bryn does not have enough stuff to do. We're trying to pile it on.
I need more work.
If you're having any trouble finding it, we want people
I'm
to be able to find
here.
Our podcast. Yeah. Oh, are you? I'll give you some more stuff to do. No problem.
Oh, Bryn, I feel you, dude. I don't know what to say about what you're caught up in. I mean, I'm caught up in it, too, in a similar way, but it's just, you know what? By the way, someone wrote in on it with a text the other day and they said, you know, all you people who are caught with kids, maybe you should have considered that before you had them. And I'm like, you son of a... Let me tell you something. Nobody mentioned a pandemic when we were talking about family building and child rearing. It never came up. And I tried to think of every single thing I could to possibly... keep myself from being in a situation I can't manage, and pandemic never came up.
Isn't that weird how that never came up? Yeah, this is and listen, whoever texted that to you, how dare you question our God-given right to complain about whatever it is we got going on? That is the world.
You know? No, they were writing about the parents who find themselves pushing the kids into school. I was doing the story about how parents are, you know, want teachers back at work and want their kids in school. Look, I do believe you're correct in that we have to accept responsibility for the choices we make. But I can guarantee you most households with two working parents never saw this coming. Like this,
I will say
like
all
daycare
households never saw
was
this coming.
The plan from go.
You get help during the day while you're at work.
Right.
The intention is to continue working.
Right.
And for a lot of people, and it's really hit women hard, too.
Right.
Workforce, it has been decimated because someone has to watch the kids. You can't just lock them in, despite reports, you cannot just lock them in a room.
Right.
I mean, you might try that for a minute, but it's not going to work. And plus, they're going to tell. They can talk. I don't know if you're aware.
Yeah, that old thing.
A lot of great family bonding time.
Yep.
The bright side, right?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. The problem, the worst part is Cameron's going to go, what pandemic? And you're going to be like, I almost died during that thing caring for you and doing my job.
Right.
And you don't remember the sacrifices? And then she'll go, Mama? You'll be like, oh.
Daddy's being mean.
Although Bryn has said that because he's right now the primary guy for Cameron, like you actually said that it is fully, like the bonding is incredible. And she
it is great,
you.
Yeah, for sure. It always seems like kids kind of gravitate to mom just because, I don't know, maybe because it came from them. Who knows? But
probably.
I definitely feel like... If this never happened, we would never have this kind of... I wouldn't understand her language. Now I'm translating for Anita, which is weird. You know, Anita's like, what did she say? I mean, not all the time. Sometimes
well, the mock breastfeeding is weird, but everything else makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
It's nice. You guys have good... I mean, it's cute because, like, you know, Brent and I are on Zooms for hours a day sometimes, and that kid just comes in, climbs, and just the way she sort of, like, lays on you and melts into you, I'm just like, oh...
Yeah, that's nice.
I vaguely miss the little kid years. Well, the thing is, as soon as I start to like really put myself in there and put myself into the situation that you guys are in, I'm like, I don't think I could have handled it. Like, I don't know what I would have done. I would have just...
Well, luckily you had Susie a lot, right?
I know. I did. She was, we had her middle of the day all through them, especially Sean by the time, you know, because we got, Susie started working for us when Riley was born. And or whenever he was a year old or whatever. But in a pandemic, I mean, I guess we would have said, you got to come live here. Like, what would we have done?
I don't know what you would have done, but you had at least you had a person you trusted working. Like, our person is someone who works from her house and works with
off.
7 or 10 families. So there isn't any other, like, it's just not an option.
Right.
And actually, another thing happened where she was like, I won't be doing this until the new year at the soonest.
Oh.
So we were shut down for two reasons. But anyway, the point is, I don't think anyone planned this. So for those of you out there, the person who wrote that, look, Bryn, believe me, never expected to be the child care full-time child care provider by day. Mm-hmm. You just didn't.
Right.
100%.
And I didn't either. Ha ha, you can't get me. I'm like, oh my God, I can't do it again.
I can get you, and I'm going to put you in a room. I know
right,
it's wrong, but I'm not,
I can't
do
I don't
this
want
anymore.
To. Leave.
I got
Run.
You. I'm holding you. I'm not letting
we're gonna,
you go.
We're going to call this a playpen, this cage that Dad has built in the backyard. Get in the playpen. Here's some toys and a pillow.
But Dad, it's raining out here. Let me put a roof on that
Yeah,
thing.
Let's get a tarp. Let's get a tarp out of the garage. It's a playpen. If you tell anyone anything different,
right,
you're going to spend a lot more time in there. You're going to be speaking to far fewer people, I'll tell you that right now.
I certainly thought about that, like building a childproof box.
Yeah.
You know, and just padding it all over.
What? Why then... wouldn't you? I don't know why you haven't done that. I honestly, that to me seems like a totally reasonable fix for this whole thing.
I don't know.
Do it. Don't do it. I mean, you know. And I can tell that while, yes, it's a huge pain in the ass, when I see your posts, both of you, on Instagram, and I mean, it's clear that there's plenty of love and enjoyment there, too, and the bitching is just the God-given right that you know.
Don't forget, pictures, at my house, there's more crying than I would, look, I've done my own share, so, you know, I'm sure someone out there is going, yeah, from you baby. But there's trapped in the house with criers. Oof.
Yeah. Oof. Anyway, this break is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. We got a makeover on our website, and all our podcasts are still there.
That.
You can, you know, Bryn, who is very busy, will also tell you how to get to those.
Mm-hmm.
Bryn at RadioAlice.com.
Full circle. Look at that.
Yeah. And it only took 10 minutes. It's crazy. So. The year-end stuff is pouring down. I saw this thing this morning about Entertainment Weekly. They were like, the best and worst TV shows of 2020. And I like to read these things anyways because we're all always looking for stuff to watch now. I feel like, you know. And I thought to myself, the list of the best and worst shows of 2020, I've probably seen all these. I haven't seen one, except for the fact that I have watched a couple episodes of the first season of The Crown, which I don't know why I haven't gone back to that. It seems like it's right up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't watched a single, I haven't even heard of some of these. So here you go. Here's maybe a watch list for people who are looking for things to binge. Entertainment Weekly. They're even saying here, unlike previous years, this year you probably have seen all of these. No, I haven't seen any of them. So in no particular order, they have these as the best TV shows of 2020. They got Better Call Saul on AMC, which I didn't watch Breaking Bad either, though. So, I mean, I watched a couple episodes. But there are people who absolutely love it, and clearly it's working out for Better Call Saul, because isn't that, like, in that same universe? Isn't that the lawyer guy?
Yeah, spinoff.
Something on Apple TV called Ted Lasso. Anybody?
Never heard of it.
Mm-mm. Me either. Something on Netflix called The Midnight Gospel. Never heard of it.
Nope.
Something on HBO called The Vow. None of us. Hulu, I've heard of this show, but I have never watched it. It's Pen 15. It's the looks
okay,
like
I've watched
penis.
That one.
And?
It's good. It starts off very slow, but the humor picks up definitely towards the end of the first season.
Jesus, you got to go that far into it before it gets good?
At first, you're just like, what is this? Because it's two women who are in their 30s, and you can tell who are playing 14-year-olds, and all their co-stars are actually 14 to 12-year-olds. And they're reliving their middle school days.
Oh.
So that's why
they've dropped them into this scenario, and they're
It's a cringe-worthy comedy because you're watching it in... Like when they're about to have their first kiss, I'm like, please don't kiss that kid. Because it's like, yeah, they're playing 14-year-olds, but their co-star is...
And the 14-year-old, like, is acting like this is also a 14-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. So there's
and
like
do a... they kiss the kid or what?
No, they don't.
Oh, that's
do that
too bad.
Stuff,
they should do that.
Like, I had to turn away. I'm like, please don't, please don't. But it gets really funny.
That's hilarious. So it's called... Pen 15, but it's if you write that out, it looks like penis.
Yeah, I didn't know that meant either until my cousin explained that to me.
Yeah, pen. So on Hulu. So there's one. There's one. You had these are the best shows. Let me see if that's exactly the title of this thing. Best and worst TV shows of 2020. They got The Crown on here, which I suppose I should go back to. It does seem like it would have everything I wanted, but I only got about three episodes in and went, eh. The Plot Against America on HBO. Anybody?
Mm-mm.
I Hate Susie on HBO Max. These sound like made up shows.
They do.
I May Destroy You on HBO. Better Things on FX. It's like, is that strange? Is that like Stranger Things? Like, I've never heard of Better Things on FX. The Good Fight, which is on CBS All Access. We Are Who We Are on HBO. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I've heard of it. They're saying that's one of the best shows. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's a sitcom, right, with Andy Samberg.
Yeah, yep. I've never watched that.
Yeah, me neither. What We Do in the Shadows on FX. Never Have I Ever on Netflix. Is that a game show? I don't know.
Isn't that the game Ellen plays?
She does play that. So I don't know. Is it like an Ellen-hosted thing?
Maybe. No. The Complicated Life of First-Generation Indian-American Teenager.
No.
Oh.
Oh, I watched that.
Oh. And how it's was really, Never Have I Ever?
It's really funny. It's written by Mindy Kaling.
Oh,
yeah. So that's why I watched it. And the narrator is some tennis player, old tennis player, but I forgot his name.
Is it John McEnroe?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Old tennis player.
Sorry.
Gotcha.
He's
Don't
so
be.
Awesome.
That's hilarious.
I could actually see him being great at that. He's really.
Yeah, his narration's so funny because he's so like. Monotone, and he's explaining the life of this 15-year-old girl who comes from an Indian family, and she's trying to be American, and it's like, why is he describing this, like what this girl is going through, like in a male voice?
That's so it's hilarious. Really, plus it's John McEnroe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
do
really
you know
funny.
What he's famous for?
Tennis. I don't
pitch
know.
And fits. He was the guy who would like huck rackets and be like, you know, that's not fair. That was in.
You cannot be serious.
Oh, he's just great.
He's famous
like
for meltdowns. Yes. I
yeah,
mean,
famous
was,
for
he's
meltdowns.
Famous for being an excellent
he
tennis player.
He was an
player.
Excellent tennis player.
Well, that's what they say. He was just like an excellent tennis player. He introduces himself and he was like, I'm going to be narrating the story. I'm like one of the best tennis players. And then he continues the series just narrating.
Wow.
You know what would be funny on that show? If I could suggest something, Mindy, is to have something being going down in this 15-year-old Indian girl's life, and then John McEnroe starts freaking out in the
I'm sure
narration.
It's, they can't possibly not.
How could they not have
let
right?
him get really emotive, right?
At some point, right? Because if he's so monotone during the whole narration,
they're building for it. I'm sure.
Answer my question. The question, jerk.
Oh my god.
That's him.
Oh, my God.
Full yeah, New York guy, too.
He's
it's
not
great.
Like that in the show.
Just wait for it. He'll get there.
No, that's exciting.
There's something on... So we're if you're just joining us, we're going through this... I couldn't believe I'd never seen any of these TV shows, which Entertainment Weekly is calling the best of 2020. We were just talking about... The show we were just talking about is called Never Have I Ever. So that's John McEnroe who is narrating a 15-year-old Indian girl's life. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And that is on
Netflix.
Netflix. There's something called Desus and Marrow.
Oh, I watched them too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's these two guys from Brooklyn, and they're comedians, and so they have a show on Showtime, and they kind of report on things on the news, but it's very it's not for air. They cut because they cuss and stuff and stuff like that. So, but it's just funny how they deliver the news. Like, they talk about politics, interview celebrities.
So they're doing sort of a weird Daily Show thing.
Yeah.
Is it just a weekly show, or is it more often?
No, they do it actually twice a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's called Desus and Marrow, Showtime. Yeah. There's something called Search Party on HBO Max. Anybody?
It's not Word Party.
It's not a search party. And Harley Quinn.
It's my life.
Yeah, back to being shut in with kids, everyone.
Oh, is that a kid thing?
Yeah,
that's
Word Party
no
is a kid's show.
No,
it's Search Party. I'm guessing
we're
it's
very,
for grown-ups. What do I
Bryn
know?
And I are living that life.
The same life.
Maybe Search Party on HBO Max is like, you know, they put up a picture and you got to find the four hammers and or the six
it's
hearts
a word
or whatever.
Party. Word Party, Word Party, Word Party.
Oh, go on. Sing me the whole thing.
You go on. We're getting off way off into the weeds too often. Go on.
I like the weeds. I feel safe and hidden here in the weeds. Harley Quinn is apparently a show on something called DC Universe. Does DC Comics now have its own channel?
Hmm.
I don't know. So Harley Quinn, I guess there's a series. The worst, they just did a couple. Space Force on Netflix, which isn't Space Force Steve Carell? Where he's getting ready to go to put Space Force together?
I just watched like the first 20 minutes of that show and I didn't go back.
I'm surprised that it's not. I mean, I think he's, you know.
Yeah, I thought I would have loved it, but it was, no.
They actually say Westworld on HBO. Remember when everyone loved that show the first season and then you stopped hearing about it? And then they said anything on the failed streaming service, Quibi, which I disagree. There was one show on there called Dummy that was absolutely great. And so there's that. I don't need to do any more. And I'm kind of out of time, but I wanted to tell you this story before it gets too old. Vin Diesel was driving around in L.A. because he lives there, I guess. I think, though, as I'm reading this whole story, I'm like, what was he driving? What was he driving? What was he driving? He's on the 405, mm-hmm. and he does a good deed. He sees a lady pulled over on the side of the road. She's some lady from New York. Her name is Joan Wall. She says, I'm on the 405 near Los Angeles Airport. My car breaks down, a flat. I pull over to the shoulder, put on the emergency blinkers, hang a white hanky out the driver's side, and I call AAA. A car stops behind me. Doesn't say what kind of car. Out steps someone who knows from automobiles. You can't believe this. It's Fast and Furious classic American car collector Vin Diesel. I open the trunk. He pulls out the jack and spare, changes the flat tire. I thank him, give him a hug and some handy wipes. Hugging in COVID. He jumps back in his car and off he went. She knows he's an American. He's a car collector. What was he driving? Anyway, he stops on the 405 to help this lady.
Good
out.
For him.
I know. Isn't that nice? And
that is nice.
He's got a new album out, right? Didn't he just put out his whole debut album of songs? Didn't we play that a couple weeks ago?
That sounds familiar. Did we?
I think we did. We played a couple tunes for
I'm
him.
Actually really, that's pretty impressive when you think about how most of the time when you're on the road, you have somewhere to go. So mm-hmm. there's that. And then on top of that, COVID. And he stopped and did that and then
did a good deed.
Clearly confident he could get it done quickly enough.
Right. And, you know, I mean, look, it's the side of the road on a highway. Like, you know,
no doubt.
My first instinct is, oh, that's too bad for you. Just, you know, keep on going.
I didn't
going.
Even see that. Keep driving.
Keep on. Yeah. I'm looking right over here. All right. So there you go. There's your early trash. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I got a lot of stuff, including a couple that decided to get on a plane with COVID.
Oh, isn't that...
Knowingly had COVID and got on a plane and flew. And I'll tell you what happened to them after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.